In Montpelier, Vermont, population 8,000, labor organizers are trying to unionize an entire downtown retail district. They want to give workers more job security and better pay and benefits. But business owners complain they've been singled out for an unpopular social experiment. Steve Zind of Vermont Public Radio has this report.
Standing at the corner of State and Main in Montpelier, at the only downtown traffic light, you can see two bookstores, a few small boutiques, and several restaurants. All are locally owned. No Barnes & Noble, no Starbucks, no McDonald's. It's the absence of national chains that gives this classic New England community its character.
We all like to have this sort of ideal that everyone gets along fine and there are never any problems.
From the offices of the Vermont Workers Center in an old manufacturing building in Montpelier, Kimberly Lawson sees a different downtown.
There are also, you know, 500 to 800 people who work downtown, many of whom have to have 2 and 3 jobs because they can't afford to work with any less of that, many of whom have no health insurance, have no paid vacation, and they deserve better.
Lawson is with the United Electrical, Radio, and Machine Workers of America. For the past several months, she's been involved in an unusual effort to unionize the mom-and-pop stores of downtown Montpelier. The union claim that downtown workers are poorly treated angers business owners, whose employees earn salaries and benefits which are on a par with workers in similar jobs at larger businesses. Many say they're not opposed to unions, but they don't think Montpelier needs one. It's up to the workers in each store to decide if they want a union. Supporters say their immediate goals are modest. Ellen Thompson works at a downtown restaurant.
For me, to have a union and have a grievance procedure and have a way of going about, A, taking up your problems with the boss, but B, if your boss has problems with you, like, this is going to provide me with job security.
But there's no clear consensus on the union among downtown employees. Mark Fournier is a cook at the same restaurant where Ellen Thompson works. Fournier has been in a union before, and he doesn't think one is needed here.
Knowing a lot of local business owners, you know, they take care of people. And I just think sometimes unions in a case like that can more hinder you because then you're stuck to what the union wants.
Union organizers say the workers are spearheading the drive, but business owners are skeptical. Andrew Brewer, who owns a downtown sporting goods store, says the impetus for the union drive isn't coming from the workers, it's coming from the organizers.
I support any group of workers' right to organize. But I think that the confusion is that doesn't seem to be what's happening in this case. It definitely seems to be a drive that's starting from the top down.
Brewer says activists have singled out Montpelier for the kind of social experiment that many in this progressive community find appealing. In recent years, unions have been attempting to branch out, focusing increasingly on organizing retail workers. James Haslam of the Vermont Workers Center says these local businesses will have to fill the void left by the loss of better-paying manufacturing jobs.
If these are going to be our new jobs, if we're going to have a healthy economy and a healthy communities, then these jobs have to also pay at least dignified wages where people can raise a family on.
But coffee shop owner Bob Watson says it's unrealistic for the union to use the small retailers of Montpelier to create a new class of high-paying jobs.
This whole thing is an effort by the union to create a utopian society, and they're going to have a hard time selling this.
In the 3 months the drive has been underway, one business has volunteered to unionize. Organizers hope several others will follow suit in the short term, but they say it will take a long time to reach a goal they hope will be a model for other downtown business districts. For NPR News, I'm Steve Zind in Montpelier, Vermont.